I'm Chris Heim at the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and it's been nearly a decade since guitarist Aaron Moreland and harmonica player Dustin Arbuckle ran into each other at an open mic night here in Wichita. Since then, they've been through a few different bands, released a couple of self-produced albums, and come up with a breakthrough release, 1861, on the Northern Blues label in 2008. They take another step with their TelArt debut, Flood, officially in stores as of yesterday. Rounded out by drummer Brad Horner, the group has crafted and then solidified a distinctive style, a kind of power trio blues rooted in a deep Delta sound, but hinting at the rock, roots, and even country it was related to or spawned. In both their own songs and choice of occasional covers, Moreland and Arbuckle also continue to mine a sad, dark, and lonely minimalism that sets them apart from some of their more overweening contemporary blues peers. An increasingly busy touring schedule keeps them on the road, but Moreland and Arbuckle will celebrate the release of their new CD with a show at Abode on Douglas Saturday night. Other blues shows this week include Robert Cray, whose soulful take on the style kept interest in the blues alive in the 80s, and whose 1986 release Strong Persuader will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame this spring. He's at the Voodoo Lounge in Kansas City Thursday, while Uncle Bo's in Topeka hosts Josh Vowell in the Rumble Friday and the Bel Air Saturday. Jazz fans have a couple of fine choices in Kansas City Saturday. Pianist and songwriter Dave Frischberg is at the Folly Theater. His witty pen is responsible for such classics as I'm Hip, My Attorney Bernie, and Peel Me a Grape. Eight-string contemporary jazz guitar whiz Charlie Hunter is at the Blue Room. The spirit of concern and giving continues with more Haiti benefit events, including a Haiti Help concert Sunday at Crosstown Station in Kansas City, and a concert featuring the WSU Percussion Ensemble and Steel Band. That's in Wiedemann Hall on the WSU campus on Monday. The concert is free, but donations are welcome and will go to support Red Cross efforts in Haiti. For more on these and other shows, check out our comprehensive regional concert listings on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.